Okay, Gloucester High School will be having a football game this week, and we're talking now with Coach Dan O'Connor. Coach, congratulations on the win last week.
Thanks, Rick. Nice team effort with all 15 of us that were dressed and suited up. But, you know, the most important part is the kids, they worked hard and they kept a positive, you know, energized attitude the entire week, and that carried in through Friday. And I think that really helped, and I've said this quite a few times, just their positivity and their energy really was able to help them push fatigue away.
How do you keep the attitude positive in those circumstances, Dan? Because, you know, last week was so up and down, then you get the COVID protocol and Swampscott this week. Well, even last week, Swampscott not able to play, the uncertainty. But the kids were able to focus and get out there and still do that. So what were some of the things you were concentrating on last week?
Well, we just, you know, I think with anything this year, it's just you focus on yourself. And, you know, you don't spend as much time maybe as you would in a normal season going over game plan specific things. So for us, really, what we did a lot of the last week was just mixing and matching and going through the what-if scenarios. So, you know, we only had 5 regular offensive linemen dressed. So what if one of those kids goes down? Now, how do you shuffle the lineup? You know, what if we have to make this substitution? How do we react, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like as I told the kids, it's only panic mode or scramble mode if you don't plan for it and you don't practice it. And so us being able to do that, you know, did we have to use it? There was a few instances where we had to make a few substitutions and you had to scramble around and put a defensive lineman at linebacker and slide a linebacker out to cornerback. But because you practice it and because you talk about it ahead of time, it wasn't anything that was, you know, of a surprise, and the kids knew what to do.
Two guys who seem to be standing out so far this season, fairly obviously, are Jaden Del Torcio, I believe he's a sophomore, and your senior Zach Abbott. Tell me a little bit about those guys.
Yeah, you know, Jaden's he's a physical kid, and he's a sophomore. He's 6'4", weighs about 205. And the big thing for him, he played a ton last year for us, started one way. This year we're having him, he starts both ways for us. Talk about the positive attitude, man. He wants to work hard every day. He wants to be the best player he can be. And he's high motor, high energy. You know, he's a sponge when it comes to coaching. He wants to learn. You know, he's had just a great attitude when it comes to things like that. And Zach's a 3-year starter, you know, in varsity football. He's a multi-sport athlete, as Jaden is as well. You know, Zach's in a tough spot right now where our other captain has been out for a little bit with medical issue. So Zach's taken on a lot, you know, when it comes to leading this team and being the vocal person that gets on kids when they're not doing things the right way. And, you know, he's so excited to have this opportunity. He really understands that there is a possibility that this season wasn't going to happen, but he was at all the running all summer. He was at everything during the fall, you know, stepped away to go play his winter season of hockey. And he's been absolutely fantastic for us on both sides of the ball.
Great to have that. And, you know, Tim Kernsaw was at your game watching the game, and he said it was a real throwback with the kids playing both ways. Must have had some tired dogs there at the end of the game.
Well, we did, and I think the one thing that we as coaches really wanted to make sure we talked to our kids about was them being honest with us, and when they needed a break, to make sure that they spoke up and said, hey, I got to get, can you take me off of this for a play or two to get a drink? And, you know, you only have 4 kids on the bench. A lot of them, you know, were stepped up and they played a lot, whether it was on offense, whether it was on defense or special teams. But, you know, I think collectively the kids, you know, they were tired, yeah, but at the end of the day they realized that, you know, this is important to get the season in and to play the games. But they were absolutely fantastic. I couldn't be more pleased with that.
Okay, this week you got thrown a curveball. Swampscott got thrown a curveball again. Big Blue have yet to play a game, sadly. Big things were expected from them during the football season, and we're hoping, of course, that they can get back out on the field. You had to switch gears. Tell me what the plan has been this week and who you're playing and when and where.
Yeah, you know, we kind of took the wait and see approach. There's so much that goes into this, you know, trying to schedule a game last minute. You don't want to, you know, safety wise, obviously, if you have to travel and you have to get on the road, you don't want to sit on the bus for too long with the safety protocols that are in place with transportation. You know, we're taking a trip to Boston. We're going to go play Tech Boston, which is a school that has really good athletes. You know, you watch them on film. They're fast. They're quick. They're aggressive. They're the defending City League champs in the city of Boston. You know, you look for the matchups that, you know, if for us right now is we looked at things that we're not doing particularly well, and we actually tried to find a team that does those things well, so our kids have to continue working on those things, you know. And I think we found that. We found a tough opponent, a very skilled opponent. This is probably going to be the most athletic group of kids that we're going to or have seen yet this year, and our kids are up for the challenge for that. We wanted to go on the road. We haven't been on the road yet. You know, we wanted to get our kids out of their comfort zone a little bit and see how we respond to that. So we're going into Boston Friday at 6 o'clock.
All right, that's Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.